So the scripture that I chose for today is a brief passage, a brief psalm, Psalm 126. And it is a psalm which centers on the return of the exiles to Zion after years away from their home. Listen now for God's word. When the Lord brought back those who returned to Zion, we were like those who dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with shouts of joy. Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we rejoiced. Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like the watercourses in the Negev. May those who sow in tears reap with shouts of joy. Those who go out weeping, bearing the seed for sowing, shall come home with shouts of joy, carrying their sheaves. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. So let me begin by saying I'm not really going to preach this morning. You're going to hear from me for about two or three more minutes, and then I'm going to turn it over to people who will tell you the difference that the Dreamer program made in their lives and the difference that God made in their lives. I will tell you a little bit about my choice of scripture. I thought, well, what sort of scripture would you choose for a day like today? And I went through all of the times that dreams and dreamers were mentioned in the Bible. King Abimelech has a dream that is a warning from God when he takes Sarah to be his wife. The patriarch Jacob has a dream of a ladder that ascends to heaven, and angels are going up and down on that ladder. His son Joseph dreams that all of his brothers are going to bow to him. And believe it or not, they throw him into a pit after that. Then he later interprets the dreams of Pharaoh and the butler and the baker. King Solomon has a dream, and so does King Nebuchadnezzar. And in the New Testament, Joseph and the wise men and Pilate's wife all have dreams too. But for this day of celebration, I landed on Psalm 126, which centers on the homecoming of the exiles. And the author puts himself among them, saying, when we returned, we were like those who dream. Now, I told you I'm not going to preach on this text. I'm going to let the dreamers and a few who dreamed alongside them to help dreams come true make the truth of this scripture come alive. I'll simply ask you to hear the text again. And as you do, think about who it is that's behind all of the dreaming. Who is the first actor in this psalm? It's God. Think about who it is that empowers the dreams and the laughter and the joy. And then think about the psalmist's use of the word we. We were like those who dream. Not I was like the one who dreams, but we. Dreaming can be a solitary activity, but for dreams to get realized, for dreams to become reality, that's a mutual endeavor. That's what the Bible wants to say, and John Lennon wants to say it too. A dream you dream alone is only a dream. A dream you dream together, that's reality. After we hear from the next four speakers, we're going to hear an anthem. And that anthem was originally a prayer that we prayed every time that we had donations for the Dreamer program. And every time the Changing Lives Committee met, they prayed this prayer. It's a prayer that God gave to me, and I want you to hear it before I turn it over. The prayer went like this. O God, these gifts are tied to dreams. These dreams are tied to hope. This hope is tied to you. Help us to participate with you in making the world new, one life at a time. Use us and our gifts to change lives. In Jesus' name, amen. See, I told you I wasn't going to preach.
Good morning. Let me first begin by giving all praises to God, our Creator, and to the greatest dreamer and the greatest visionary who has bestowed upon us. And they said 3 minutes, so I wrote it down so that I wouldn't. I'm a preacher's kid, so you know, and a microphone and a preacher's kid is pretty dangerous. But I don't want to go off script, but I will take this moment, a privilege, Pastor, if it is okay. I didn't appreciate walking into this room and engaging and interacting with those of you in the room who've been on this journey with us for such a long time. The kids. I'm going to read my speech because I want to stay on script. But before I do, you guys change lives. Like when you think about the ministry of God and what God wants us to do and what God calls us to do as people. As I hugged people today, Melanie and the Crandalls and the Lees and everyone, I was just reminded of how grateful and how thankful and how great our God is for putting people together to do something beyond themselves for other people, not knowing when you did it how impactful it was going to be on the lives of the children, the families, and those of us so grateful to privilege. And so I pause before I speak to say that because I've been moved so much in this moment and in this experience that I am so grateful. But it is fitting today that as we celebrate fathers, we also celebrate dreamers. My father, the late Reverend Theopolis May, taught me the power of dreaming. Because he was a preacher, I learned about Daniel and the interpretations of King Nebuchadnezzar and all of the other stories, as the pastor mentioned, about dreaming in the Bible. But very importantly, through his life, my father gave me a model that I was blessed to share with as I was serving the children in the Dreamers program. My dad not only gave me permission to dream, but he laid a foundation for me to believe in and to accomplish those dreams. In my service to the Dreamers, my goal was to create an environment that encouraged young people to dream and provided support to those dreams that granted them access and the resources they needed to achieve those dreams. I am grateful to the members of Emmanuel and Garden Presbyterian who believed and lived the faith of your God in such a way that you were able to serve children and families that many of you never even knew. It is this display of discipleship and love that we as Christians are called to do in our service to God. It is because of the Dreamers program that I learned not only how to be a teacher, but how to be a student. Today, I am a lawyer because the students in the Dreamers program believed in me and encouraged me to be a lawyer. And although I promised them that after that I would never go to school again, I find myself this year in August, I will become a student again as I pursue my LLM in healthcare law. Just like the students that I served many, many years ago, just like the students I serve, I don't know how I'm going to fund it. I don't know how I will achieve this dream. But because of the Dreamers and many of them achieving their dreams, I know that I will accomplish this goal. May the Lord bless each of you, every participant, every volunteer, every person that prayed a good prayer, every person that went to the apple orchard with us, everyone who spent their Saturday mornings on Minnesota Avenue on Southeast. May God bless you tremendously. Thank you for giving me the privilege and the blessing to be a part of so many dreams. I am forever and eternally grateful for all that I have learned and all that I have shared on this journey. Let me end by saying, kind of like I started earlier, that no matter how much I say thank you, no matter what you see in the children and the families as a tangible result of being in the Dreamers, it is very difficult to explain and to articulate into words what this church did for me, for the participant, for Christianity, for the coming together of black folk and white folk for a common goal. You have done what God called you to do. Again, thank you for the opportunity to be a part of these dreams. Thank you for allowing God to use you to serve his people. Thank you very much.
So no matter what situation you came from, what family you came from, what abuse you may have partaken, all of these things can and will change if, one, you allow this Lord to come into your life and you make a conscious decision to do the right thing. It's very simple. Very simple. I feel as though I'm a simple man that's looking to do extraordinary things. And that's, if we live with that type of premise, I think we'll be okay. So I want to thank y'all very much for reaching back into a community that you had no knowledge in. Actually, even further, reaching out to my mother and the Yellow Door Foundation for kids who, you know, can't afford to get the medical needs and attention that's necessary. Such a privilege to be up here today, and I thank you very much.
I promise you I already gave a really good hug. And Tracy too, but I'm going to give you another one before you start. Good morning. First, give an honor to God, who is the head of my life, Reverend Aaron, and my wonderful wife for the 28 years. Thanks for putting up with me. But I must say that it takes awesome people to be in an awesome church to do miraculous things. Thank you, guys. Thank you all. I'd like for all the dreamers in the house to please stand. I want you guys to really see what you've done in their lives and just what you've given them. Because I've been with Our Dream Foundation for 31 years, starting in 1988 with the second Dreamer class. You guys can be seated. Thank you. But I've been with this program. Was the second Dreamer class of Abe Poland and Melvin Cohen. We had 88.9% of those Dreamers that graduated, and 67% went on to college. Those numbers were breaking all the charts. Why? Because having people like you to invest in our kids, it is just immensely supportive, immensely heartwarming. And thank you for giving back to the community. One thing that I totally preach with any kid that I come in contact with is whatever you do, whatever you choose to become, always come back to your community, adopt one kid, one person, stay with them, and just show them the way so that they won't make the same mistakes you made, so that they can surpass what you've done and become the next president of the United States, become the next pastor, become the next person who makes a difference in this world, someone to solve cancer. You have that ability, is what I tell them. But it takes a team. This church, oh my God, has done just so much for myself. This is my third Dreamer class when I joined this team. It's a partnership. It's a part of my ministry of what I do is to give back to anybody who asks for help. Thank you for doing that for me. I appreciate that. I love all of you all. I feel right at home here, as you see, because I come here enough. Thank you, but I have to give honor to Mike Orrin. That young man, back in 1989, came and sat in one of our I Have a Dream Foundation. So at that time, it was three of us. Came and sat and started picking our brains before he even started, came to the Changing Lives community and said, hey, I think we should do this. I've met some people that encouraged me. The second class, he came and met with my wife and I. Took us to Houston. I'll never forget it. We all ordered the chicken salad, big bowl of salad. And he said, Tracy, like for you to become a part of us, become the project coordinator. Once I said yes, I had the awesome privilege to meet Marubi May. That woman is miraculous. All I can say, guys, is thank you for supporting my son who graduated from East Carolina University this year. Thank you, Jesus! And all of the dreamers, I am here for you always, always, always. Thank you, guys.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
I'm not sure if anyone noticed, the two people before me did not use a microphone. They had very deep voices. I wrote my speech down because I only had 3 minutes. And there's so much to say that if I didn't write a script, I'd go off script. First of all, I'd like to say thank you for having me here today. And it's going to be hard not to cry. Where do I start? Emmanuel has been a part of my life for some time now. You all practically raised me. From tutoring sessions at Gar Memorial with Melanie and tutoring sessions at my house with the Fishers, they're not here today, but they've been very instrumental in my upbringing, very much so and still are. Not to mention coming to my track and field races, as well as being in my graduation. I tell a lot of people, when I graduated, the number of people that were there to say you did it is so powerful because they're also the folks who helped me get through. It was those folks who called me and checked up on me. Are you okay? It was that interaction that has me here before you now. Service and support has made me who I am today. My grandmother, my father, my mother, Sue and Dick Curry, Lee Rainey, Linda, forgive me if I leave anyone out because there's so many people in here who have touched my life. With the help of LaRubi and Emmanuel, I've made it thus far. I say all this to say that service and support from Emmanuel has kept me grounded. Although there have been trials and tribulations, I'm here. With all that being said, I still need you all moving forward, and I hope that we can continue working together to make the world a better place. You all have made my world a better place. I am grateful and thank you all, Tracy Proctor, my fellow dreamers. My experience and interaction with everyone here and not here has given me the light that I will continue to shine outside these walls. And as I said before, there's so much that I can say, and I hope I can just get one off with everyone here, maybe. I'm not sure. But thank you all. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
To preach. Thank you to everyone who shared, and I'm looking out on a large group of people who participated in the program in one way or the other. Tutoring, adopting, being just part of the program in various ways, giving money to the program, and being part of it, being learners. learners together, both young people from Anacostia and those from Emmanuel who engaged with them, and all of this really is a reason to give glory to God. And so thank you, everyone who participated in the program in whatever capacity, and thank you especially for those who just shared their testimonies, is really the word for it. So thanks be to God. At this point...